going on, man? It's your boy C. Marty Fit here. We in the behind the scenes of the podcast. I know y'all been wondering, where you doing this at? Y'all get a close-up look. You know, this is what we doing before the episode. We getting the microphones ready, the headphones. Got my outline on the phone, buttons, just making sure everything working. So we can give y'all this content. So we can educate, entertain, talk a little shit. And y'all know this is the best business podcast ever. So welcome to the behind the scenes. Stay tuned.
Hey, live on the Sunday. What's going on, y'all? It's your boy C. Marty Fit, and we back here with another episode on the Less Brunches, More Crunches podcast. Yes, sir.
He's back!
Your boy is back in the building. We got another fire episode today.
What?
We got another legendary episode today.
What?
And listen, man, before we get the episode started, let's make one thing clear. How many sources is it? One, two, three, four. It's only one source.
Dom DeMarco.
Now, it's a lot of people out here, they try to criticize the source.
What?
But they doing what the source is doing now.
What?
But they can't do it like the source.
What?
And guess what? Y'all haters in the comments.
What?
Y'all not stopping this.
What?
They talking about, does he have a job? Let's try to make him lose his job.
What?
Let's try to get his page banned.
What?
Because I'm telling you, you need to get it together. You can't stop this movement. And if this is your first time watching, I need you to hit the like button. And if you're a return, I need you to hit the like button. You're probably wondering, why do I need to hit the like button? Because this is the best fitness podcast out. The illest fitness podcast out. The coolest fitness podcast out. The coldest, the dopest fitness podcast out. The illest, the most entertaining, the funniest, the most jokes, the most haters, the most backlash, and the list can go on for 2 hours. But we got a podcast to do, so I'm not going to sit here all day. But hit the like button. And with all that being said, the one and only...
Tunchi's back.
Welcome back to the show, Tunchi. What's going on, big dog? My bad.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
What's going on with you?
You already know the vibes, man. It's only one source, man.
Come on, man. Hey, listen, how many sources is it?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. It's only one source.
It's only one source, man. Everybody can't be the source, man.
You dig
what's wrong with these folks, man?
I don't know, man. The illest, the funniest,
yeah.
The realest, the coldest, the dopest, the most entertaining, the most hated. The list can go on and on.
We can see here all day, but we don't have that type of time. We have a podcast to do,
and we gonna kill y'all.
and you know I'm gonna tell the truth.
And you know I gotta go.
Let's get in these comments before we get started. It's been a while since you scheduled Sunday live stream. Wicked Scorpion, I'm here every Sunday, brother. I haven't missed a Sunday, brother. In months. I'm here every Sunday. So where this ninja been at?
Nope.
Snidja in Chirac.
Strike three.
You're out of here.
Strike three, you're up.
It's live on a Sunday every Sunday. Come on, man. Step it up. Ready for a lit episode? Tasha on an episode? What?
Welcome to the show.
What's up, Tasha?
Welcome to the
Jenny,
show.
Live on a Sunday. Hey. You know I got to make a track. I got to make a live on a Sunday track. Cooking big backs one at a time.
Big back activity.
See, Marty is the most truth-telling influencer there is. And you know he gotta go. Appreciate the love, brother. CC, what up? Jennifer, what up? Fee Valentine, dang, I actually made a live. What's going on, Fee? Or Faith. Let me take these glasses off. Who else we got? Coach Poe, fitness in the building. What up, Unc? Jennifer, Seth, what up, Brick Dog? Nikki, what up? Jenny said, Tune is here. Tunchi's in the building.
Tunchi's back.
G5 sitting on the runway. Yeah. Big ass chopper caught at Beyonce. Seth said, what up, Tune?
What's good?
Way to go, Tune. Wow, that's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy right here. You know.
Yeah. Break free, you're out.
It's like, nah.
Love you too.
Big Spider in the building. Shame Marty and shame for the check in the building. I'm talking about live stream on a Sunday.
The shamest.
No, I'm telling you, bro. I live stream every Sunday, Wicked Scorpion. At 8 o'clock. I tell y'all every Friday. I'll see y'all on Sunday at 8. I've been here every Sunday, bro. What's up with this guy, bro? Like
break free, you're out.
He out Chicago. Yeah, you know, see Marty, he don't do the Sundays. You know, he out there lying and ninjas and
break free, you're out.
Yeah. See Marty gotta get it. I'm here every Sunday, bro. I was here last Sunday, the Sunday before that, the Sunday before that. But anyway, man, with all that being said, let's get this episode started. Go to the YouTube page and click the live tab. You're going to see all of them there. But, hey, man, you know, Tune, you know what Big Back's doing now, Tune?
Big Back activity.
Mm-hmm. But they doing it. They've been doing, man.
They switching up their poses for the gram so their arms don't look big.
Big Back activity.
I got to see this one.
What community you think this is?
I'm not going to say what race, what people...
I'm not going to say what race, but it ain't the black community.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
But it don't mean the black community don't do it too.
I'm not going to say what race, what people.
Ninjas ain't that much different from one another, ninja. Let's check it out. Let's check out this girl. What she does to pose for a photo, her arm trick. Let's check it out.
If you're insecure about your arms in photos like I am, all you have to do is pull out your arm just a little bit away from your body and then push forward your shoulders.
Tune, did that work?
Hit the I'm Tyrone button, please.
Nope.
Tune, did that work?
Nope. Fuck is you talking about?
Nope.
If you're insecure about your arms in photos like I am, all you have to do is pull out your arm just a little bit away from your body and then push forward your shoulders.
Nope.
They said that arm could feed a house of four. they said they cooked that arm for Thanksgiving. They split that arm up at the Golden Corral.
They said that's a value pack arm.
That arm comes in bulk.
That arm can be found at Costco's.
Can I get an order of extra large arms?
Get a pork chop extra rare.
Arms bigger than Larry the Lobster.
Miss Piggy arms.
Armello Anthony. Lucky arms. She went to the armors market. Her favorite drink is body armor.
Under armor.
Doug Armor in the comments.
Lance Armstrong, fuck out of here.
Hold on, what'd you say?
Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh my God, listen.
Hey, Arnold.
Listen. Hey, listen, man. If you trying to get older. Listen, man, if you try and get your pictures right,
don't do that.
If you don't want people to see your body fat in a picture,
big back activity.
Go to the gym, man.
Big back activity.
The picture that you're trying to flex on starts in the gym.
Big back activity.
This goes. This goes for hiding the belly, hiding legs, hiding whatever it is you're trying to hide.
Belly, belly.
It starts in the gym, man. Y'all got to chill with this shit, but this right here is ridiculous, man.
I'm dead. So let's get these forward and do this.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
If you're insecure about your arms and photos like I am, all you have to do is pull out your arm just a little bit away from your body and then push forward your shoulders.
Hey,
oh, yeah, that was awful. Let's get in these comments, man. I'll turn this off. What up, Joe Thomas? It's still big.
Super big.
Your party.
Sunday with the coolest. What up, Steph? She got auntie arms.
Not for sure.
Yeah, she cook Thanksgiving.
I got beans, greens, potatoes, tomatoes, lamb.
She cook
ribs,
all that.
Hogs, dogs, chicken, turkeys, rabbit. You name.
Nope.
Arm look like a thigh. Oh, that definitely get the button. Arm look like a turkey leg on steroids. All ankles. Now, Bekisha is so wrong for this. There was no difference. She ain't make no difference. Shorty hitting Olympia poses to hide the auntie arms. The fuck going on? I bet she stir up grits, though.
Let him cook.
Lizzie laughing shy. People can still tell she's fat. In fact, if she show only a face pic on a dating app, people can tell she's still fat. Absolutely.
Not for real.
Everyone in arm's way.
It's arms
turkey race. Leg cut arms. She's still in the army. What branch did you serve in the military, ma'am? Army? You had to be in the army. Pepperidge arms. How much mental gymnastics does she have to do to convince herself that works? It's unclear. Looking like a pterodactyl wing. Old McDonald had an arm. Arms, no hammer. She drank Amsterdam. Arm and hammer. She like the arm wrestle with the dusty black dudes. We have the arm wrestling champ sitting here at 228 pounds, 5'3".
228 arms.
Hey, yo. I'm crying real tears. She brought that arm from Dank DeMoss. Arnold Palmer. Hey, yo.
State
Arms Insurance. That arm is swollen. Hey, y'all stupid. Arm they're dangerous. Armageddon. Arm of trucks. Y'all are crazy. An arm and a leg.
My leg went out.
She need 9 months of gym work and dieting before taking another photo.
Let him cook.
Get her big ass arm off of here. Let's get through these comments, man.
Crazy.
Armored piercing bullets. Hey, yo. She show some respect for a veteran of the U.S. Army. Man, what branch did you serve? You had to be in the Army. You were not in the Air Force. Stop lying. Stop the cap.
Stop the cap.
Oh, she should have just took a face only pic like them half danks on full danks do. Facts. She make potato salad with raisins in it. Y'all are wild, man. She was in the 101st Big Back Division. Y'all crazy, bro. Fred Flintstone arms.
Marty Noble arms.
Were you on the Flintstones? That's fat phobic. She got 40-year-old Bama on child support arm. That's crazy, bro. Anyway, we killing y'all already. Listen, bro, that shit was crazy. Listen, ladies, you're not fixing your arms like that. Oh. You want to fix your arms, go to the gym and do some arms. All right? Do some upper body. Anyway, hey, let's keep this episode going. Make sure y'all hit the like button. We got the, Tune, you know the plus-size park hoppers? You never heard of the plus-size park hoppers?
Oh, yeah, the ones that go to amusement parks and they test out different foods and shit. They try a pack of three.
Yeah, they're back.
He's back!
Oh, brother, here we go again.
They're going to tell us how they get on rides. I think they're at Disney World or some shit. Let's check it out.
Dying to ride Snow White's Enchanted Wish at Disneyland, but you weren't sure if you'd fit? Hey everyone, we're plus size park hoppers. We range in sizes from 2X to 5X. Make sure you like this video and follow us for more plus size Disney tips and tricks. Make sure you watch this video to the end for a helpful tip on the turnstiles at Disneyland. Snow White's
Guys, pay attention.
This Enchanted Wish is a slow-moving dark ride taking you through the story of Snow White. This ride has such a classic feel and really captures the essence of Disney. One thing to note about the queue for this ride is that it's very narrow, which means that it's not wheelchair accessible, unfortunately. But we'll go into more detail on that later. There is a very tight turnstile to get into this ride.
If you can't fit through there, you don't need to be at the amusement park. If you can't fit through there, you need to get on the podcast.
You gonna be on the podcast.
Get a gym membership. That's why she's on the podcast. She has her own segment. Let's keep it going.
But later on in the video, we'll show you how to avoid it. The ride vehicle is a minecart.
I know they're not fitting there. You think they fitting in there too?
That joint little as shit.
With two rows of bench seating. The safety mechanism for this ride is a lap bar, and none of us had any problems with this.
Oh yeah, whatever.
Not the cap.
Did not need to get to a certain position to lock. There is a step up to get in.
Look at her body sit her big back ass down. Ain't no way she ain't struggle with that.
Into the vehicle, and the opening is quite narrow. If you're plus size, we highly recommend sitting in your own row. We tried riding two in a.
If you got to sit in your own row on the ride, you don't need to be on there. You need to be on the podcast.
Row and regretted it immediately.
Oh, they regretted it. I thought y'all fit.
If you are traveling in a wheelchair or have trouble getting into narrow spaces, there is an accessible vehicle. The side opens on the accessible vehicle, which makes getting in or transferring easier. If you are in a wheelchair or have a difficult time getting through narrow turnstiles, there is a solution. All you have to do is go to the exit and speak to the cast member. They will then scan your ticket and give you a return time. So instead of standing in line, you're basically waiting in a virtual queue. When it's time...
So hold up. They so big, they can't even wait in line?
I'm not going
to... Oh, my bad. They can't even wait in line. It's getting ridiculous.
For you to return to the ride, you will get a notification on your phone. Then just go back to the exit of the ride and you'll be able to enter there. We thought this ride was super cute and made you feel like you were really in the movie.
Oh, brother.
This guy stinks.
Actually, I'm going to put it back up there while we talk. It's getting crazy out here, Tone.
It's been crazy. It's been crazy. And the saddest part about this is that they marketing this BS to thousands of people. I can only imagine how many people are watching this that look the same, feel the same way as they do. But, you know, they empowering people to stay big and telling them that it's okay to, you know, remain this large and you can still enjoy the things that regular people do that actually fit through the turnstile.
Yeah, they building a brand off of this shit, bro.
They probably getting some money off this shit too.
You know they getting a good bag.
You know we like the America likes soft shit.
Yeah, they probably got LLC and all that. they got a website.
They got promoters.
they got everything. They got a YouTube page.
Affiliate links.
They got everything, man. Sponsors.
Supplements.
Yeah, this is a belly supplement.
Belly deli.
You take this for your belly before you get to the amusement park.
Belly deli.
take two of these for your arms.
Belly deli.
If you want your arms to look smaller in the photo, you take one of these.
Belly deli.
Oh man, hey yo, we killing y'all today, man.
Marco.
They need to hop into a gym membership. What the hell?
They look like they stink. I ain't gonna hold you.
Oh yeah, for sure. You know they do.
Oh my gosh.
Damn.
the fuck is a 5X? A chubby chaser would be like, that's a whole lot of women. Oh brother. Or like the black dude in Deuce Bigelow that said, that's a huge... Hey, yo.
Damn.
Yo. Look at that bracelet cutting off the circulation. That's crazy. I know that turnstile was like, bleh. Yeah, they definitely lying, Steph.
Stop the cap.
Me as park manager, must be this wide to get on this ride. Yeah.
For real.
They couldn't breathe through that whole ride. They're lying. They're definitely lying for the cameras. Big Back Becky squeezing through the turnstile at Disneyland without WD-40. Wow. They even had the seven dwarves shook. That nigga's like, hey, they big as hell, bro. Hey, you see them? He tapping his man on the shoulder. Hey, you see they big ass, man? They the biggest people who came through the ride. Oh, shit. They big asses are literally a safety hazard as they can fall off the ride and kill themselves if the roller coaster goes upside down. Facts. Everything narrow when you fat and big back. Big backs are the most annoying at an amusement park. Constant complaining about simply standing in line. That shit, yeah, that's insane.
Damn, my arm hurt. Shit.
Arm hurt and leg hurt.
And my leg went out.
And back hurt.
My back pregnant.
They so big, that ride is literally a round trip. At least they aren't trying to ride horses. Well, that's probably next. You know that ride was smelly as fuck during the day. Ew, bro. I couldn't even imagine.
That's your price.
I can't stand Disney adults. It's extremely cringe to me. I like being a princess too, but this is too much. Yeah, they need to keep their ass home. Animal abuse is crazy. At their funeral, how they gonna fit in the casket? If you can't fit through a simple ride turnstile bar without getting stuck, don't watch the podcast. Yeah. You shouldn't even be getting on the ride if you can't fit through there.
You need to watch the podcast.
You got everything but a gym membership. Those fat women would probably run out of breath just standing in line. Hey, yo. At least the ride is outdoors. Ew, that's nasty. Planet-sized park hoppers orbit around the buffet. This look more like anti-fat segment. I know that sit-down wind is something vicious. Ugh. Oh, my God. Some ninjas like that. We not them ninjas. I believe bullying of fat people should be more universally accepted again. And not only that, but fat yo mama jokes should come back. I agree. Because that's all we did when I was little.
Your mama.
Your mama so fat, she got stuck in the air. All them jokes. Bring them back.
Nah, for real.
Even the seven doors are named Fat So Big. Oh my God. Big Backo, Lordy, Belly, Hungry, Greedy, and Chins. That's crazy. They built like Pete and PJ Pete from the Goofy movie. Shaquille Trill, welcome back. Your mama's so fat that when she went to the beach, a whale swam up and sang, "We are family, even though you fatter than me." Oh, brother. Those aren't Disney princesses. Those are Disney sized queens. Y'all funny as shit. I know they have black dudes clapping it. Hey, yo.
That's crazy.
Nope.
Not these black guys. Just standing up in the room. Desperate, no GED having black dudes that smoke black and miles. Definitely them. Your mama's so fat, she on both sides of the family. Hey, yo. All right, man. Get they big back asses out of here, man. And
big ass kids with Disney shirts on.
We killing y'all on this episode. But nah, we... Real talk though, Tune. You think this shit is gonna continue with the way, I don't know, I guess catering to these big people? You think it's going to continue, or you think it's gonna stop at some point because people getting fed up?
I think it's gonna continue. I really think it's gonna continue. Like I said, we live in a world where people are promoting soft shit, yeah. And the world is getting, even though more information and more resources are becoming readily available for people to change the way they live and, you know, and their nutrition, their health. I feel like too many people have already fallen too deep into, you know, the other side of that spectrum. So,
yeah,
you know, and a lot of, you know, we live in the most unhealthiest country ever. So folks are just, going to keep falling short of their goals and, you know, keep big backing and calorie stacking.
Shit, crazy, bro. Sad. Yeah, especially with doctors now. They just promoting drugs and saying obesity is a disease and shit, and you can't control it. So,
and the doctors are big too. Like,
they
what?
Where the fit doctors at?
Yeah, where they at?
Ain't no way, boy.
Shit, crazy.
Nah, for real.
Doctor be looking at us like, what do you guys do?
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Yeah. You're supposed to know, ninja.
Yeah. Can I get a card?
Yeah, stop swiping your card at drive-thrus.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Using the wrong cards. C, doctor name, nicknamed C. Cardi Fit.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Cardi B.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Vince Carter.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Oh, snap. Hey, man. Let's keep this episode going. We cooking, y'all. Don DeMarco. Reggie F., what up, dog? Your mama's so fat, when she got on the scale, it said, I need your weight, not your phone number. Ayo. Because we live in a capitalist society, you have to keep people fat, sick, mentally ill. Nah, that's real shit. The doctors are big back like their patients. Exactly. All right, man. Hey, real quick. Shout out to Alabama State. Dom DeMarco. Shout out Alabama State, man. So apparently the video I did on Alabama State a couple months ago, which I guess some of y'all weren't here. It's going viral again out of nowhere. I don't know what happened. But shout out to Alabama State. They got another video y'all been sending me. Okay. Okay, Toon. There you go, yeah. Toon.
Hell no. Nah.
Nope.
Fuck no.
Listen, man, all I was saying was, for 18 to 22, for them to be built like that, it's going to get crazy in the future, man.
Nope.
Super crazy.
Listen, man, because you know they out there eating whatever they want.
Nope.
That's the South, too, the deep South.
The deep South, so the food is deep fried.
Nope.
You know they drinking.
Nope.
You know they drinking.
And you know down South, accept anything ass ninjas is clapping them cheeks. So they just getting validated even more. So it's only gonna get worse, bro.
You know they're not exercising. Let's be for real. Come on.
What? But they dance.
What is that?
They're fitter than most. This is what they said on my post. They're fitter than most. I just repeat what they said. They said they probably in better shape than you. You can't do what they do. Listen, I'm not trying to be out there dancing with the majorettes.
No Diddy, you know.
All right. It's not my cup of tea.
And that dancing hard enough. The fuck you talking about?
Yeah, clearly that ain't working. Cause yeah. That's a lot. Son, they're built like they built like women in their 30s, bro.
30 plus.
Like that shit is crazy, bro. And they young.
With 35%+ body fat.
Nah, facts.
Like they having more body fat than some of my day one clients, like that come through the door.
That shit is trash.
Garbage. You feel me? Like, you know it's down South, everything fried, fish fried, you name it.
Oh, man, I went to a HBCU down South for a year. That shit crazy, bro.
Barbecue.
Fried chicken Wednesdays, fried fish Fridays, every week. buffet style calf, and I'm not capping, no cap. You think I'm playing, bro?
Believe that shit too, and I'm pretty sure the people in the calf was big backing for real.
Man, listen, bro, that shit crazy down there, bro.
Man, if you make another video of these folks, man, I don't know. I might be scared for your safety for real.
Nah, I be getting all types of threats, bro.
Yeah, those comments are crazy.
I mean, listen, bro. At the end of the day, bro, like you got to let some people. You got to let some people live in a delusion, bro. Like, I'm not going out of my way to prove a point. If you getting that mad, if you want to be fat that bad and you want to fuck with fat joints and not help them get better that bad, have a blast. You know what I'm saying? Somebody got to flip the burgers and put the French fries in the fryer. Dom DeMarco. Somebody got to do it.
Then serve it to me.
Serve it to more Big Macs. It's like not. I think it's going to be a societal divide. It's going to be winners that thrive, and people that aren't are going to more than ever. This is the wrong time to be a big back. I agree. And listen, man. Dom DeMarco. But butter bodies. And not to get off topic though, but even if you look at just look at what's happening in the world now with the job market and the economy, you know what I'm saying? People getting laid off and shit, and it's unfortunate, right? It sucks. But what you gonna do? You gonna sit there and complain, or you gonna figure it out? Shit out of your control, what you gonna do? You know what I'm saying? Like,
and they already high key discriminate. You may not know it, or they may not know it. Shit, we don't have to deal with that. But they already discriminate against people that, you know, are plus size.
Especially if you're lazy and not hitting quotas and numbers. And I don't think that's
I'm talking about before you even get into the position.
Oh shit. Oh, that's a whole another topic.
They deem you lazy at the interview.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, that's crazy. But I'm with you.
On the Zoom call with your arm like this. They're like, oh, yeah.
You trying to hide your arms on the Zoom call, they ain't hiring your ass.
Yeah, you just gotta do like this.
Hey, yo. You have to turn your arm. What the fuck is you doing?
Hey man, could you put your arm down? I can't see your face.
it's fucking crazy, man. Alabama Steak, Egg, and Cheese Back University. I'm going to use that next time. What's that? A-S-E-G? No, A-S-E-C University.
What do you say?
You know, black chubby chases are going to be like, damn, she thicker than a Snicker. Man. They look like a bunch of clones of Countess Vaughn, Kim from the Parkers. But the fact that you know her name is crazy. That's crazy. So crazy. No, that's insane.
Obese leopards.
Strike three, you're out.
Obese leopards coming through. Alabama State big backs looking like bloated Beyoncé's. Who's is more fit at twice their age? Bars. In Alabama, those are skinny joints. Hey, yo. That's crazy, bro. They giving leopards a bad look. That's an insult to them because they lean. Facts. There are women in their 30s look better than this. We know plenty of them. They look like pregnant leopards. Why they all built like bitter baby mothers?
Leopard print song. That's
crazy. I'm turning 30 on March 17th. Don't play me. I'm literally half the size of these chunky babies. Hey, I mean, we just call them what it is. You're the anomaly, Faye. The veggies be untouched in the cafeteria. Oh, you know they got plenty of veggies.
They ain't
touch none of the green beans. They ain't touch none of the salad. The fruit section's full.
The fruits are going bad.
the water is full.
Nope.
They all got juice and sodies. Oh. I'm 47 and look their age and they look older than me. Sad facts. They wearing the wrong animal. Leopards don't got mac and cheese arms.
Yo, spider love you. Great.
I bet they twerk when smell like bacon.
Bacon has its own oil.
In California, these women will be invisible. However, on the East Coast, men will date them. So what's the incentive to lose weight? That's a good point. We just so content with being unhealthy. It's getting crazy out here. Facts. Bacon has its own oil. It smells like bad pee or whatever you want to call it. That's crazy. But Dussie Bobcats. Hey, yo.
Let him cook.
But Dussie is crazy.
That's crazy. Oh, man. Y'all funny as shit. Exactly. Looks matter. I don't care what nobody says. My life as a black woman has been relatively easy because I look good. Okay. Faye, talk your ish. It's that time. I'm here. Shout out to my guy, Quan. What's good, bro?
Welcome to the show.
To the show.
Chunk Funk makes his own oil. Today's Pizza University.
That pizza be good as shit, too.
That joint be smacking. I was reading comments by men saying they like chubby women because they are nicer, and they don't like fit women because they aren't as nice and baby their men. But I don't know. Who said that bullshit? What the fuck? I bet Alabama is the smelliest state in the U.S. with all that chunk funk. That's crazy, bruh. The fruit and vegetable section is always at the grocery store these days. Oh, yeah, for sure. That's bullshit, and it's just a projected insecurity. If a woman doesn't find you attractive, it doesn't matter if she's fit or built like a land whale. Alabama 10 is a DC 4 and a Miami 1. Women who live in places like Miami are going to be more on point with their fitness and health. That's a fact. All right, man. Your girl Lizzo. Hey, hit the like button. We killing y'all today, actually. Hold on. Before that. Your girl Lizzo. Lizzo says she's not going back to the big back.
What?
She says she's done with the big back.
What?
Let's check it out. We're going to talk about Lizzo today. Okay. Okay, what's she writing on the picture? Oh, bye. Bye, bitch. Okay. So she's saying bye to the fat girl.
What?
Bye to the big joint.
Bitch. Nope.
Yeah, this guy stinks.
A little weird. Super. Not sure what's going on with her.
Yeah.
But that's besides the point. She's saying bye to the big back. She no longer wants to be associated with the big back.
Big back activity.
But she made her name off of body positivity. She made her name off of, I guess, quote unquote, loving yourself. And but still basically telling people to treat themselves like trash. And now she's stepping away from it. But this has become a trend with a lot of people. It even happened with Monique, the comedian slash actress. It's happened with a lot of people. They've lost weight and they have not gone back. I wonder why that is. Maybe these big backs are lying to y'all.
Stop the cap.
Maybe they just lying. Oh, we got another video of that. But hold on, let me catch up on some of these comments before it get crazy. I can dance for 4 to 5 hours straight. I like to see them dance for 4 to 5 minutes straight without huffing and puffing. The ones that said in-shape women are not nice are men that don't have their shit together, and big women be accepting them crybabies. Oh, wow. Chris, I love how you remind us that these girls are not out-of-shape kids. They are out-of-shape grown adults. Absolutely. If you're going back to the big back, don't watch the podcast. You know the rest. Lizzo was the one that slid into Chris Evans' DMs. He was just being polite, but he didn't want her. Absolutely not. She's still a big girl, though. She got her big back bag and doing a dash on him. Now, Lizzo is one beautiful big back. I will say that. She's definitely not ugly. Lizzo gets the... She definitely to watch the podcast. Even though she's looking better, she's still a cornball. Yes. I'm proud of loudmouth Lizzo. She was pandering to the Alabama big backs when she was Trent Williams. When she was what? When she was Trent Williams. Which, what? I don't even know what this is. Bro. What the fuck?
This is the running back.
Bro, this is retarded. Her language is real hateful towards her former self. I mean, hey, she don't want to go back. I respect it. We got this girl talking about it. Let's check it out.
So big, y'all. Even Lizzo said, I'm too big. Lizzo, Miss Body Positivity. Lizzo, Miss Big Girl. Lizzo, yep. Miss Thickums.
Yep.
And you know what? The thing is, y'all, she didn't suddenly say, I want to lose weight. She been thinking that. While she been pumping you up to get bigger and bigger and bigger, she was like, this is too big.
So the whole time she was lying to these women, she wanted to lose weight.
Pump and dump.
Man.
Whole time, this is too big. Whole time, and she tried to cover it up with a bunch of nonsense. She tried to cover it up, make songs about it. Meanwhile,
I love yourself.
She clearly didn't feel good enough about herself to stay that way. Y'all don't see you getting played right in your face. It's not even a complex play. It's not even complex. Even Lizzo said, "Take my big ass." She said, "Get my big ass on the treadmill."
Hey, man, once you get on the fifth side, ain't no going back.
I made millions being the biggest one on the block. I need to get small. She said, I made my career being Miss Big Girl. Miss Big Girl.
And she probably made enough money to where she made some smart investments, did what she had to do. It ain't no going back. She fooled these big backs out here. Straight fooled them.
She said, too big, though. And she had y'all talking about big is beautiful, not beautiful enough for you to stay that way. Why you not stay that way, though? You didn't, wait, why didn't you want to stay that way, though? If it was so great, why don't y'all keep, why'd you even go back? Answer me that. But y'all won't, they won't say it, though. They won't even say, you know what? I was playing in your face. I didn't think I could lose the weight, so I had to lean into being big, and then I had a talent, so then I played a little flute and said, be big with me. And y'all done got hypnotized by her. You said, she looked like me. She's singing and playing a damn flute, big as hell. She Pied Piper, y'all.
Hey, yo.
Into staying big while ass was plotting on how to get small.
Man, shout out to this queen right here.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
That shit is actually insane, bro.
I mean, I got mixed opinions on that, though.
Go ahead, bro.
Even though she made money and she had a fan base and she promoted this body positivity thing, right? You know, it's... Who's to say that something didn't click in her mind, whereas though she wanted to make a transition to get healthier, right? She was probably getting so much, you know, hate comments or body shaming comments that something clicked in her mind and told her, like, you know, it prompted her to want to make a change. So she's not wrong for that. Like, not to kind of discredit what the young lady was just saying in the clip, but like, you know, there's nothing wrong with wanting to change your life or, you know, make a decision to get healthier. So, you know, she could probably, I mean, I guess the opinions are all relative. You could take it how you want to. You could take it as if she fooled people or she tricked people. You know, you could take it that way, or you could take it as, you know, she felt a certain way at a certain period in her life. And then after a while, something just changed, her mindset changed, or she wanted to make a change for the better, to be a better version of herself.
Yeah, I will say, though, you know, she was working out. Like, I ain't going to say the whole time she was fat, but a significant time she was fatter, she was working out. Mm. And I think maybe she probably wanted to be skinny the whole time, but she happened to be talented. Mm-hmm. She happened to have a brand. People happened to like her, and she happened to been getting that chicken bag. So it worked out for her. So she like, damn, I'm not gonna do it yet. So she probably stacked up some M's, right? Yeah. Created a name for herself. She good now. Now she could be a fit joint for the rest of her life, and she famous. She could still come out with some more songs. The girl talented. So it's like I get the business side of it. You know.
I ain't knocking it.
You say what?
I said I ain't not gonna get your bag, but at the same time. You gotta be careful.
Because Uncle, she could be working a job and Uncle T could fire her.
Uncle Donnie.
Uncle Donnie, get her ass up out of the job. Yeah, you're fired.
Nope.
Well, Uncle Elon.
Uncle, I'm firing these ninjas.
Nope.
Oh, man. Let me get in these comments, bro. Oh, man. Y'all going crazy in the comments. Did I get these comments? Okay, yeah, I got that. I don't even remember where I was at. Gotta fight your demons. What's the black woman with the glasses, IG? It's like Taylor something. I'm Taylor something. I'll get it for you. I'll get it for you at the end, bro. Nobody else will do it for you. And Wicked Scorpion, if Captain America himself turns you down, that says a lot. Yo. Baldy, Ed Brown Baldy, yeah, he has a wife and kids. Why would he want her? And if it had been some random nobody, he probably would have never responded. That's a fact. Lizzo was literally the Pied Piper for big joints. The GOAT. I'm not sure if Lizzo is still touring and singing, but I attended her concert a few years ago, and she was awesome. I believe it. As I said, she's talented. Apple Pied Piper, ayo. I think that South Park episode woke her up. I think so, too. South Park cut her ass up, and that was it. Oh, you didn't ever seen that joint?
I didn't see that joint.
I ain't gonna play it on here to probably get a copyright. Yeah, look that joint up. They cooked her ass.
Oh wow.
Yeah, somebody probably heard a feeling. South Park. Seth said, "Did she eat it up?"
It gotta eat.
I think South Park. Yep. It's the same thing with hip hop. Motherfuckers rap about being a gangster in the streets and idiots follow, but the rapper moves to Beverly Hills and gives up the gangster shit. Lizzo did the same thing. See? I knew it. I'm pretty sure that's what happened. That's why I said bullying of fat people should be more accepted. She laughs like a mad scientist with her diabolical self. She strategically planned it from the jump. Yep. Those big background dancers turned on her for the last buffalo when he scared her straight. Yep, that too. Music made me want to stay fat is insane. Hey, yo. Hey, let's keep this episode going, man. What we got, man? Oh, Tune. You know what the Big Back is doing on social media now?
Big Back activity.
I wouldn't be surprised, but surprised.
They telling you how to get free plane seats on Southwest. You didn't know that? Oh, for real, let's check it out.
Here's how to fly with an extra seat for free with Southwest Customer of Size policy.
Oh,
first option is to purchase an additional seat ahead of time and call after the flight to get it refunded. You'll do this by purchasing an additional ticket.
That right there is some bullshit.
That's almost identical to the first one, but you add XS in the middle name to denote it's an extra seat. You could also call
She barely could fit through the damn walkway to get on the plane. If I'm president, she's not allowed to fly.
Customer service to have them book the tickets for you. The second option is to ask a customer service agent for an additional seat once you're at your departure gate. You'll run the risk of the flight being full for this one, but it won't cost you anything out of pocket. Happy and comfortable flying.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks!
Yeah, Tune, we're cooked, man. We're cooked.
Man.
Now they looking for big back shortcuts.
Big back activity.
Big back playbook.
Big back activity.
Oh, man. Big back map.
Big back activity.
Big back rules.
Big back activity.
Big back blueprint.
Big back activity.
Big back guidelines.
Big back activity.
Big back prep.
Big back activity.
Big back policies.
Big back activity.
Big back SOPs.
Big back activity.
Big back do's and don'ts.
Big back activity.
Man, get y'all ass in the gym, man. Stop trying to get shit for free all the time, man.
That's crazy.
It's wild, bro. Like, I got all this money to spend on food and alcohol, but y'all don't want to spend money on luxuries. Traveling is a luxury. I don't care, bro. That shit ain't cheap.
That shit ain't cheap.
Stop trying to grift and finesse. You need to finesse a gym membership. Get your gym membership for free. How about that? Finesse your personal trainer for some free training. How about that?
Man.
Finesse Tune for a calisthenics workout. How about that?
How about that? Nah, they don't want that.
See, Marty don't want that neither. Keep your big back ass away. It's like, no, I'm playing, man. Where we at, man? Ice Cube, Snoop Dogg, T.I., etc. not making gangster music anymore. Hell no. Add her to the no-fly list ASAP. I'm telling you. Shame on Southwest. What a joke. And it actually makes all tickets overall more expensive. I agree. I'm snitching because what do us small folks get since they getting off doing this? I guess pigs can fly.
Dom DeMarco, DeMarco.
Big back facts.
Big back activity.
Oh, my God. I could imagine sitting by her and smelling her big ass the whole flight. She's an idiot and a thief. Big pale back ass. Wow. Oh, big pale ass back. Wow. Honestly, I'm not mad at this because ain't nothing worse than a fat person sitting in the middle seat with their entire body leaking into your seat. Keep fat people away from me on the plane. Hey, yo. You ever got stuck by a fat person on the plane, too?
Thank God I haven't, because
I'd be
pissed off.
I have.
If I do, just give me the window joint. Nah, matter of fact, I don't know what. Nah, give me the aisle seat, please.
Nah, I've been stuck, bro.
In the middle is always the worst.
I was on the aisle. The fat person was in the middle. And I said,
them thick ass ankles and them thick ass wrists. You could tell who's gonna have big mama arms early.
I know your palms was in your lap the whole time. You ain't getting no arm rest.
Yeah, niggas sitting like this.
they claimed that joint off rip.
The drink lady came by. I said, yeah, can I get a water, please? I couldn't even reach out. I had to try to point at the water. Can I get a water, please? She said, she held the snacks up. She said, which snack you want? Let me get the one on the left. I couldn't even point at that shit for real. Big back ass was crushing my arm. I had the same arm as the girl in the first video trying to pose for Instagram.
We do not care.
Let me get the snack grab. Hey, man, what would you like?
Then the big bag next to me got all the snacks. Yeah. Can I get extra snacks? Is that all right?
Can I get a root beer?
Right. I think they got a drink. I said, damn, but the flight only 2 hours. Can you be all right? Shit. What the fuck wrong with him? You can't go 2 hours?
Man.
That's your problem. You need to do a 2-hour workout. 2-hour cardio.
Bro, they got to... These airlines got to start having policies about, bro. I guess she got to be a hazard somewhere.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm with you, bro.
Either for the plane itself or, you know what I'm saying, for the people next to you.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying, bro. It is what it is. And you know I'm going to tell the truth and you know I got to go.
Go, man.
I see more planes falling out of this. Chill, Mark Rose. Chill. That's crazy.
Yeah, Mark Rose, buddy.
Like, bro, what's hold up, man? Come on, man. What's up with this guy? Who man is this?
Strike three, you're out.
You're out of here, buddy. Overweight. Have a nice night. Have a nice rest of your Sunday, buddy.
Overweight capacity for you.
Pigs and land whales can fly. Big back hacks. I like
big
that.
Back activity.
Big back hacks. That's
new video coming soon. Big back hack series.
For real.
Yo, big back facts.
Turnstiles.
Hey yo. That's gonna be a good video too. If I can find somewhere with a turnstile, I'm recording some content. Imagine if she was on a plane that flipped over, and I think Canada. What's up with y'all today, man? What's going on with these people, man?
Strike three, you're out.
Snow hippo. That's crazy. white hippo. Polar hippo. Polar back. Eskimo back.
Eskimo back.
Ignorant big back Becky. We need a fat airline. They can see how it feels like a flight filled with fat people would scare them skinny. Hey, yo. If I get on a plane and get a big person next to me, I'm changing seats or planes. Oh, wow. Jennifer, don't play. You don't want the window you trapped. Yeah, you don't want that window seat.
Yeah, I thought about it. You're right. I thought about it.
Against the window. Like, oh, damn,
damn trap. Like,
get my flight last minute. That's what I get.
Pull your arm. Be like this.
I got stuck by a fat person on the bus. I was crushed. Never me though. Glad to see y'all cooking on the podcast. What's good, Jabari House? I have always got a window seat. A big guy sat in the middle. His arms was literally touching my arms. The plane ride was uncomfortable. Yep.
That's the worst.
How's your High Rocks training going, C Marty? It's good, man. I was on that sled push and the ski machine today.
I peeped that.
I haven't been running because I caught a Charlie horse last week. So I've been stretching and rolling out. I'm going to get back to running this week. So I took a week off from running, but I've been doing everything else. Liz was on Star Wars turning to Star Wars bars. Give you a let him cook. They paying $8 for a Coke and drink some damn water for a change. That's the problem. I did change stations at the gym one time because a big back woman was working out next to me and her chunk funk was intense. Props to her for working out, but I couldn't stand that smell. Yeah, some people do be disgusting. I mean, it was this one dude the other day. You know, you seen him in there too. Like, I had to get an attachment for the cable. So I'm like, I can't find one. I see one over there by him. I'm like, all right, bet he ain't using that joint. So I make eye contact with him. I'm like, using that? Like, nah, come on. He tell me to go over there. Yeah, come on, come get it. Yeah, you can use it. Yeah. I'm like, all right, bet. I'm like, I'm trying to rush up out of here, man. Go over there. Man, I smell straight doo-doo. How you just walking around smelling like doo-doo?
Like, doo-doo is crazy.
That shit is, man, some of them big backs do be on some chunk funk shit.
They do, though. Smell like straight feces for real.
Man, said it before, I'll say it again. They can't call it fat shaming. They keep embarrassing themselves on social media. They really do. I work for United. If there's no extra seat, the passenger has to be rebooked. Just stop eating. Goddamn. Yep. Yeah, SAG, you're late, buddy. Frosted Big Back. Tony the Tiger back. What up, SAG? Big people board the plane first. My friend is very obese. She bought two seats. She was able to board the plane before everyone else. Why you get special privilege like that? I thought kids were supposed to board first and families.
Tell your friend to watch the podcast.
So you telling me Big Backs is more important than kids and families? That's the problem with America.
And handicap?
A handicap?
And the veterans.
That's the problem with America. It's getting ridiculous out here. Chris, will you ever get your mom on a podcast? Would love to hear about her transformation. Maybe one day. We'll see. We'll see. Hey, they said a Charlie horse can be caused by low potassium. Yeah, so I had one of my mentors put me on the Celtic salt. Mm. He said that should help it. He said that's what be helping him, and he older than me. So it should. So I'm gonna see if that works. Dude probably shit his pants at the gym. Yeah, he had to shit his pants. I mean, that's crazy. That's
crazy. And still on the machines.
People do be smelling like doo-doo at the gym. That's something the welfare recipients used to do with their food stamps, sell them for real money. Yep. We pre-board the big folks with the disabled folks. That's ridiculous. I got challenges before. They're not fun. I need to try that out. Yeah, I'm going to let you know how it go for me, Wicked Scorpion.
Yeah, it's smell like doo-doo at the gym. It's crazy.
Man, Charlie was very painful. Always get them in my calves. Yeah. All right, man. Hey, let's keep it going. We got two more videos. And I'm killing y'all. And make sure y'all hit the like button. Tune, this big girl going to tell us she mad that the Muffin Bites package is so little.
Nope.
She wished the Muffin Bites package was bigger. Let's check it out. I thought you had something to say, bro.
Yeah. Funny shit back in the day. I used to use those, you know, back in school, living in Baltimore. We had like a slight mice problem. We used to use those little muffin bites to catch mice.
Oh, that's wild, bro. So you telling me
you catch a big bite?
If y'all don't know what the muffin bites are, I'm gonna show y'all the muffin bites right quick.
Blueberry joints. That's what you're talking about.
Yeah. They might not know, so I'm gonna show them real quick. These are the muffin bites.
Yeah, them joints. The mice love them joints.
Hold on, let's see the calories on this jump. Calories.
A sticky joint, you're going to be cool.
The number of calories and little bites muffins depends on the type of muffin or the size of the pouch.
No diddy, you know?
So 230 calories per pouch. That's crazy, bro. The crumb cake. All right, well, we looking at, I think it's four of them in there. So let's just say it's four of them and it's 230 calories. So she going to tell us that she's upset. Let's check it out, Tune. And make sure y'all hit the like button.
Let's see what we got.
Mama decided to put four muffins in a little bite bag. Come outside real quick. I just want to talk. I'm not going to put my hands on you. On God, I'm not going to put my hands on you.
Tune, she ready to fight.
I get it that your demographic is mostly children, but I'm the person buying it. So I can't even get me a little snacky snack on the way home because that don't even classify as a snack. That's a snack. I'm sitting at the table with my kids. I done finished my fold. I'm starting to look at theirs. Little Bites, it's your fault that I'm stealing from my kids to make those muffins so good.
Big bag anger.
And to only put four in the pack. Four in the pack, five packs in the box. That's
big bag rage.
20 muffins. Bitch, you could just sell that on the corner. And then the fact that they $7 and some change for some damn,
but they ain't got money for a gym membership.
Little Bites, I know what I said. I know I said I wasn't gonna put my hands on you. I know I said that, but at this point, I'm sorry. It's like I'm about to have to knock your ass out. My real question is, what are you gonna do to fix this? Like, I feel like put six bags in there, Put six bags in there and we'll call it even. I won't even ask you no more questions.
Oh, brother, this guy stinks.
Tone, we're cooked.
Sharkeesha, chill.
Dom DeMarco, Marco.
You know, she fall down.
My leg went out.
Lord, let's pray for these big backs. Lord, we ask that you help these big backs stop complaining about the small packages of snacks. Lord, we ask that you help these big backs get a gym membership. We ask that you help them maybe get a protein snack if they want a snack. Maybe eat some fruit for a snack. Veggies for a snack. To help that big back. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Because these big backs is getting out of hand, bro.
Damn.
They said pray for them. They said instead of making a video about them, pray for them. So I prayed. And they back still big.
Big back activity.
So I'm going to keep making a video about them.
Oh, the funnier part about it is she's really trying to be comical.
It's comical, all right.
But she's not. It's all funny games, and it's not funny no more. You dig
what I'm saying? Yeah, it's funny till Steve Marty Fit make a video about your big back ass. Now it's not funny, but I thought you was trying to be funny. I'm trying to be funny. Fuck is you talking about?
Right to the diabetes kicks
in. Yeah, diabetes type 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 through 8. Boy, y'all, these comments going crazy. I went too far. My bad. Deuce Bigelow soundtrack hug. What? Speaking of food stamps, Trump is eliminating using EBT to buy junk food.
Let him cook.
I ain't about to get started on that today, because do you know who gonna be mad at me?
I'm not gonna say what race.
We ain't even going there tonight. But I'll address that, because I'm already supposed to do an episode on people buying food stamps. I mean, buying big back food with food stamps and EBT. So we're gonna talk about that. Doo-doo, where I'm from, we say dookie. Whoop, same thing. To catch a big back snack addiction.
Big back activity.
Down south, we say, oh, shitty boo-boo ass boy. Hey, yo.
Boy, ain't no way, boy.
Listen, I was 7 years old for 3 years so my parents could get that CC's pizza discount. That's big back parents.
I heard of CC's.
Big back activity.
Wow, that shit's good as fuck.
That's big back parents right there.
CC's pizza was hit.
Facts. I'll be the Chris Hansen of the Catch a Big Back Mad. Well, actually, I'll be...
No Diddy, you know?
I'm not reading that. E4 apples, you'll feel better. You know her dreads smell musty. That's crazy. They used to put 5 in a pack. How your big back ass know?
Big back activity.
It's like, nah. There's a huge B, Deuce Bigelow. That's a huge B, Deuce Bigelow. Oh, yeah, I know what you meant. I know what you mean now. I didn't know what you was trying to say. The only time fat people know mouth.
No Diddy, you know?
No Diddy, you know? First of all,
yo, that's past.
Hey, Quan, Quan. Hey, get Quan out of here, bro. Hey, Quan.
What's good, Quan?
What are you talking about, bro? Let's get Quan ass out of here, bro. It's called Little Bites, not Big Bites, Big Back.
Relax. Big Back activity.
Big Back withdrawal and resentment. Where's her neck? Unclear. She don't realize those muffins are one serving. Yes. Head and shoulders ass. Mark Henry mad as fuck about those little bites. Mark Henry
is crazy. Facts.
How about you just buy some real food, but the diet don't work for you the same way? Uh-oh.
The diet don't work for you the same.
Talk your ish, Jenny. She looked like Chewbacca's sister.
Back ass.
Neck ass.
Big back activity.
She looked like Toon fell off. Hey, yo.
Dom DeMarco.
Hey, Toon, everything all right, bro? He's like, no. Looking at.
bad ass. Like, you know,
she would have she went to calisthenic Sundays with y'all. Sierra Leone versus Russia.
Big backs versus muffin bites.
Big back activity.
Oh shit. Oh.
Big back versus four pack.
Hey, yo.
Big back activity.
Oh, oh man. This is addictive for real. Lizzie said.
It gotta eat.
And you know she ain't only eating muffin bites. You know what else she eating?
It's Wendy's.
You know what else she eating?
It's Burger King.
You know what else she eating?
It's barbecue in there.
She ate everything at the barbecue.
Man.
Little bites got big back problems. Seth, you crazy. Seth is in fact crazy. People don't even know what one serving size is anymore. Yeah, they don't read the nutrition labels. Ghetto Pillsbury Dough Girl. Do it like a 55-gallon drum of caution tape. Worried about muffin serving sizes. Damn, stop the cat. I know her kids hate her big ass when it's time to eat. Yeah, you know they do.
It gotta eat.
You gonna finish those?
Right. Asking your kids. Poor kids.
I know, right?
Tonquisha is having big back withdrawals with whose little bites, with those little bites. She ain't knocking out nothing. She ain't knocking out nothing out but the muffins. LOL. She will gas out in 10 seconds. Oh, for sure. Better use that EBT to buy some rice and chicken instead of chips. Bars.
Let him cook.
She don't need no damn rice.
She don't need no damn rice.
Don't need no motherfucking rice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. She need to put the rice on ice. And drink some water and ice. Just need to ice her back.
My back pregnant.
She need to ice her belly.
Belly, belly?
Maybe the swelling to go down. She need to ice them fat ass feet so they could fit in her shoes. She need to ice her shoulders. Maybe we can see her neck a little bit. She need to ice her thighs so her jeans can fit. She need to ice her leggings so the belly don't have to get tucked in the leggings.
This nigga's a troll.
Cancel him. Hit the like button. Appreciate you, Ife.
Ife, what's up, bro?
Biggie's still alive. It was all a dream. You nailed the Chewbacca laugh.
Bandit Road versus Texas Eminem. Bandit Road is crazy. Texas Eminem.
So what's wrong with this dude, bro?
He's funny as shit.
Rawr, rawr in my Chewbacca voice. Yeah, that's crazy. That's out of here. That's out of here.
Eminem.
Yeah, that's out of here.
Strike three, you're out.
Not Texas Eminem. It's time for you to clock out. Hey, yo. She better lay off the red flavored Kool-Aid.
The red 40.
You know she got to eat like 12 bags that'll satisfy that craving.
It's barbecue in there.
Fuck wrong with her. She wants to crash out over craving for blueberry muffin snacks. Anyway, she looked like Precious from the movie. Hey, we killing y'all today, man. We got one more video. This one for Tune. Video for Tune, bro.
Tune, she's back.
Yeah, you got your boy Gunner, man. Let's check it out.
I know what two rappers we don't talk about enough when it comes to this fitness shit. I'm gonna give y'all 5 seconds. And Gunna and Kevin Gates, both of them have transformed their bodies and look so good. They look better now than they've ever looked. And I'm sure if you ask them how they feel, they'll probably say they feel better than they ever felt. And I love this because a lot of rappers are not in shape. Kevin Gates has never been more attractive. Gunna has never been more attractive.
Pause,
so
pause.
If they're going to inspire you to do something, let them inspire you to get your ass in the gym. Look at this. putting that work in consistently. See, the one thing that I really love about fitness and taking the time and effort to change your body is that nobody can take it away from you. Nobody can take that away from you. You did that on your own. You built that body brick by brick. You hear me? And it's the best feeling ever. So shout out to Gunna and Kevin Gates.
Shout out to them guys right there, man. That's just prime example, fellas and ladies, that, you know, you get off to the wrong start, you could turn that shit around.
Man.
Anything on that tune?
Yeah, and I like that. I like both of their transformations, right? And not only that, but when people see that, you know, you brought in your audience with that, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You take on a whole new lane of people. You know,
yep.
especially with how IG has been transitioned over to this fitness environment, how everybody's getting fit and in shape. So when you do that, people see you and you already hot, you know, and you start rapping about it, things of that nature, right? Now you just target a whole new audience. You open up a whole new lane for yourself. So, but more importantly, you know, it's just good to see people taking their health serious, especially, you know, some of these rappers that glorify the lean drinking and the smoking and,
man,
and this, that, and the third. Like, you know, you don't really see them engaging in too much of that activity anymore. Now that they're taking their health a lot seriously. So,
man, I'm telling you.
So, shout out to those brothers.
Nah, for you, man. Love to see it, dog. Because a lot of people they're obsessed with the narrative that when you get a certain amount of money, when you reach a certain status or a certain level of fame, you're just supposed to let that shit go. And it don't work like that, man. You could take care of yourself and you'd be surprised, man. You spend time around some wealthy people or some people that that are famous, people that have status. A lot of them are fit. A lot of them are fit, bro. Everybody just ain't fat and chilling when they get to a certain status. So you dig what I'm saying, man?
A lot of those people will tell you that fitness is the foundation for them having got to where they are now.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Developing that grit, that business mindset, you know, that go-getter attitude. So,
real talk.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man. Hey, let's get in these comments. We gonna get up out of here, man. It is Sunday. Where was I at? I think we did that. She bigger than Precious. That's crazy. Running off with the chicken bucket is crazy. Rappers are literal drug addicts and alcoholics. They really are, though. They say it make their raps better. Gunna and Kevin Gates got off them drugs. Yeah, they definitely did. I'm sure Gunna was on drugs.
Not for sure.
He was fat as hell. That's what's up, man. When you take care of yourself, you look better and sure as hell feel better. You should make a live stream about how being skinny can actually be unhealthy too, not just fat. Skinny back activity. Yeah, I did one a couple months ago. But I could do another one. But yeah, I did one, what was that, like October? September, October, I did one. Back when I was demonetized. Gunna snitched and glowed up. Yep. She sure wanna look up to Kevin Gates. Homie been terrorizing folks with those interviews. Definitely has been. I think everyone really want to be fit. Even the big backs, they're just too lazy to put in the work. And it really ain't that difficult, man. Once you get going, it really ain't that fucking difficult. I used to be the girl, but building muscle has been the best decision. Gunna was working in the gym and the courtroom. If you look like Precious and crash out over mini muffin snacks in front of your kids, don't watch the podcast. People who live or try to live that drug dealer lifestyle, they're drinking a lot of grape soda, smoking Black and Miles, smoking weed, drinking 40s, and constantly mad at everyone, which leads to health problems. All bars. Really proud of Lizzo. She did a whole 360, even though they saying she took Ozempic. Yeah, that shit right there. Good job regardless. We need more of this. Fitness creates discipline, teaches you how to overcome challenges, and that anything is possible. That's bar. For sure, bar. Precious is the epitome of chocolate hippo. All right, guys. That's crazy. Hey, man. Another fire episode in the book, tune. Dig what I'm saying. That's proof right there. Yeah. Couldn't believe I stopped sipping codeine for my core. Sheesh.
Jeez, bars.
God damn.
Yeah.
God damn. God damn. Hey, man. Any closing thoughts to him before we get up out of here?
Man, we just the number one fitness podcast out, man. The most entertaining, the dopest, the funniest, the illest, most haters. Man, we appreciate y'all, man. Thanks for tapping in, man. You know, hit the like button, share with a friend. Tell all your friends. You know, we appreciate the support. And, you know, we love laughing with y'all, sharing information, dropping bombs.
Yeah.
And, you know, encouraging folks to get healthy and fit and live a better, a more sustainable lifestyle. So we appreciate y'all. If you want to tap in with me, you can follow me on IG at Sweat for the Check.
Yeah.
Sweat for the Check. If you got any questions, hit me up. Sweat Check on YouTube. One word, Sweat Check, Sweat for the Check on IG.
Yep.
You know, and we, there's only one source, according to C. Marty.
There's only one. You know, you're going to see some people try it. Oh, real quick though, Tune. Remember, like a year ago, I said I'm starting to see fitness podcasts from people some people we know, some we didn't know. Remember, I said that?
You did say that.
And I don't see them no more. I don't see nothing about their podcast no more, but we still here. I don't see none of their clips going viral, but we still here. Don't try to do what we do, man. Do your own version of it.
It's not right.
Your content. Yeah, make your content. But you can't do this content. This is one of a kind.
It's authentic.
It's how it works.
It's too legit.
And ain't dealing with real life too. It's how it works. All right. Anyway, I had to toot my own horn real quick, man. You know what I'm saying, too.
Yes, you should.
Mad I Miss After Podcast. Always look forward to these. Well, you could be you could join the playback gang. You gotta watch the beginning, SAG. The beginning was hilarious, bruh. That might be the funniest. I'm definitely clipping that up. That's going to be a short segment for sure. That was funny as shit. If you a chick with R's like Ronnie Coleman, don't watch the podcast. You guys are the best. Thank you. Appreciate you, Jenny. If you try to book two seats on the Southwest Airlines flight because of your big back, don't watch the podcast. Tune, when you going to put stuff on your YouTube channel? Tune.
Coming soon. I appreciate it.
All right, man. Don't worry. I stay on tune. Don't worry, man.
I got to talk more on that bad boy, too.
You do, bro.
Sit down and give folks some game. Besides the fitness videos.
Yeah, absolutely, bro.
Yeah.
If you started your fitness journey after you was keeping it 100 of the judge, don't watch the podcast. That's crazy. This guy's crazy.
You're killing my man.
It's crazy. You need a third. Quan, hit me offline, man. You want to get on the podcast, Quan? You know, we might let you come on here, man. You know, but you got to know Diddy today, so I don't know.
No Diddy. You know?
It's like, nah, hit me, bruh. If you online giving out fat hacks, don't watch the podcast. You need some more new sounds. Yeah, man. It's tough, man. I got, you know.
Damn.
I got a lot I don't use. I got a lot I don't use.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
Got a lot of sounds that I don't use. I ain't used this in a minute.
Your back has a back.
I never use this one.
Wait a minute. Who are you?
I got a whole bunch of sounds out of it, so yeah, I'm working on it, man. I got one sound. That's really funny as shit.
She don't want no puppy. She want a big dog.
It's like, what? Yeah, Shay tripping.
Man, he be tripping. SAG said he waited to him. If you're big back fupa, sit down when don't stink. I mean, stink. Don't watch the podcast. If you're ready to crash out over mini muffins, don't watch the podcast. If you ate 4 small bites and you still hungry, don't watch the podcast. If you sneak in eating your kids' school snacks, don't watch the podcast. If you smell like chunk funk, don't watch the podcast and go wash your ass. Hey, man. Follow my social media, man. See Marty Fit on Instagram. See Marty Fit on TikTok. See Marty Fit on X. See Marty Fit on YouTube. Subscribe to the page. And don't forget, this is the best fitness podcast out. So if you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get better, self-improve mentally, physically, spiritually, don't watch the podcast. Back at it Wednesday, 10 o'clock. I mean, Wednesday, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Appreciate y'all. Fire episode. Hit the like button, and we out of here. If you don't want to unbig your back, don't watch the podcast. If you don't want to get rid of that belly, don't watch the podcast. If you ain't trying to get better, self-improve, don't watch the podcast. Best fitness podcast out. We out of here.